In Washington, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for his country and the United States to forge closer ties on security issues and the fight against terrorism. Modi made the appeal in an address to a joint session of Congress. The speech is the high point of his three-day visit to the U.S. On Tuesday, he held talks with President Barack Obama on a range of subjects. And correspondent Mia Drag Sorge is covering all of this for us from Washington. So, Mia Drag, how did the Indian Prime Minister present himself today?
I think he did very well. It was a very American speech. It was very personal. He mentioned, for example, when he was a younger man, that he traveled the U.S. from coast to coast, that he has seen more than 25 states. He said, thank you, America, for fighting international terrorism. He said he loves American people for, you know, for the values that they stand for, liberty and freedom. And let me have a look at the statistic. He was interrupted by applause from the members of Congress more than 60 times, a speech that is only 50 minutes long. I think this is not bad.
That sounds all nice and good, but let's talk about the bottom line here. How would you assess this trip? Did it achieve anything that was concrete?
I think it's more than only a symbolic visit. America and India are not allies, but they are some sort of partners trying to balance China's rise in Asia. And I think this brings the U.S. and India together.
Now, when we look at Modi and especially his relationship with the United States, it was not always a good one. Just walk us through exactly what the issue was and now where things stand at this moment.
You're right. 2002, Modi was chief minister in a part of India where it came to, let's say, religious-motivated riots, and more than 1,000 Muslims died. And the U.S. said, to some extent, Modi is responsible for that, and they didn't allow Modi to enter the U.S. And right now, of course, the situation has changed. Relationships are much better, and I think there are a lot of common interests. You cannot solve any global problems without India. Think about climate change. Think about proliferation. Think about fighting international terrorism.
Mia Drag Sorge in Washington, thank you. In business news, the ECB is putting its money where its mouth is. Helena Humphrey is on our business desk.